Alright. Simon Tafresha Dalid. Dine Sicha Nilas Asandal. Sif Aleph. Asar Lasa Chafila Mixas Gufa. You're not allowed to rub oil or any ointments on your body, even a small part of your body. Chafila Ein Oel Avir Zuma. Even if it's only to get rid of the dirt, which we said by washing was fine, that because only Rechitza Shal Tanag is Asar. Here, even if it's Sicha that's not for Tanag, that is not for enjoyable purposes, it's still going to be prohibited. But if he's a sick person, even if there's no danger to his life, but he has the status of a chola, or he has boils on his head, then mutter, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to rub it on his head in that situation. So for a chola, we're going to be mekel, as long as there's no isser of refua involved, because there is an isser of refua on Shabbos. So this is why deodorant is not permissible on Yom Kippur, even though on Tisha B'Av we learn that in Hilchos Tisha B'Av we learn that smearing oils, that sicha is permissible if it's not for tainug purposes, and that's why we permitted deodorant on Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur we're machmir even for sicha that's not shel tainug, that is prohibited, and that's why you're not allowed to put deodorant on Yom Kippur. Siv Beis. Aser linol sandal ominal shel or. You're not allowed to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Afilu kava ki teva chi yotzebo. Afilu shel eitzim uchupe or aser. Even if it's just a person who's missing a foot and so they attach something in its place, that can't be leather. Or even if it's a wooden shoe that's covered in leather, that's a problem. So even if it has any leather in that shoe, it's going to be a problem. That's the issue with toms, because even though toms aren't made out of leather, they have leather in them, and that's why you can't wear toms on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. So this is the opinion that leather shoes are prohibited. Aval shel gemi, o shel kash, o shel beged, o shel sharminim, mutar afyu latzis ben mishus harabim. But the Mechaber Paskin said any other type of material, a shoe, would be permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings opinions which are more machmir. There are other Rishonim who say that even a wooden shoe is going to be a problem, even if it's not covered in leather. And then there are some who say that any shoe where you feel the ground when you're walking is going to be, where you don't feel the ground when you're walking is going to be a problem. That's why, according to this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings, which is machmir, you wouldn't be able to wear regular sneakers, you wouldn't be able to wear Crocs, or any of the normal shoes that we wear around the house. It wouldn't be allowed. You would just have to wear socks. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you can be machmir, it is best to be machmir. You don't have to walk around barefoot, you don't have to go to that extreme, but you should just wear socks and not shoes. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's best to be machmir if you can, but the minhag olam is generally to be mekel, to wear shoes as long as they are not leather. The Ramah adds, mutar lamar al karm uksasa shel or, mikol makom machmir tavol lebracha. You're allowed to stand on pillows made out of leather, as long as they're not your shoes, but you should be machmir. Siv gimel hachai kol shoshim yom muteres linol es hasandal. A woman who just gave birth, after 30 days after she gave birth, she's allowed to wear leather shoes. V'achola kayotze ba, afal pishem basakana, so to a sick person, is allowed to wear leather shoes. So anyone who needs these leather shoes for their comfort, so then they're allowed to wear leather shoes. So for these people, we're make ill. However, the post can point out that nowadays, you're comfortable even in non-leather shoes. So really, these women who just gave birth, or a chola who's able to wear a non-leather shoe, even though it's permissible to wear a leather shoe, it's better for them not to if they don't really need it. A person is allowed to wear shoes in order to avoid getting bit by a scorpion or something like that. So that's generally the rule, that even if you want to be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah and say that you shouldn't wear any shoes whatsoever where you're not going to feel the ground, so you're just going to wear socks, walking to shul or something like that, where there's a danger if you walk in socks, you might step on something, a rock, a nail, something like that. So that for sure you'd be allowed to wear the non-leather shoes. And then when you get to shul, you take your shoes off, and you can just wear socks. So I wouldn't say it's a minhag olam, but it is the minhag of many to have this practice, to wear their non-leather shoes to shul. And then when they get to shul, they take them off and they stand in their socks. But again, the simple psak of the Mechaber is non-leather shoes are good enough.